The next patient is Richard Brayman. The last name is B-R-A-M-A-N. First name is Richard. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white male patient of Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U. And Dr. Rockies, R-O-Q-U-I-Z. That has been referred to this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. That is most likely associated to the presence of single kidney. The patient was found with a renal cell carcinoma in 2013. A right nephrectomy was performed. And he has been followed throughout the years and has had a serum creatinine that has been oscillating between 1.5 and 1.7 of UN in the mid-20s. And the estimated GFR is between 45 and 50 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria, period. In 2017, the patient was found with lung metastasis, and immune therapy has been the way to treat these mets. Currently, the patient is taking Opdivo, O-P-D-I-V, like in Victor O. And in the last 2 years, the patient has been in remission. In the first part of the metastasis treatment, the patient was taking sutinib, S-U-I-T-I-N-I-B, like in boy, and a lot of side effects related to that. Now he's happy with the new medication. Period. We are going to reevaluate the case. I have to point out that the ultrasound of the kidney was done, that the patient has a compensatory hypertrophy of the left kidney, 13.9 centimeters, several cysts, and no evidence of obstruction or calcifications. Period. Number two. Coronary artery disease, the patient has multiple stents in the right anterior descending, in the circumflex, in the left, excuse me, left anterior descending and the circumflex. These cardiac catheterizations were performed in July and December of the year 2021. The patient is followed by the cardiology. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that has been under the fair control. He has a very low HDL. The patient takes atorvastatin. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, atrial fibrillation anticoagulation. Following number, hypertension that has been under control. Following number, obesity. The patient has a BMI that is 36. Period. The recommendations given to the patient is a drastic change in the lifestyle. In the first place is to decrease or to eliminate the sodium. No more than 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours. A fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours. And a plant-based diet in order to reduce the inflammation. We spend a great deal of time giving the information and explaining the rationale behind that information in order to do preventive medicine rather than treating the complications. Following number, the patient has, as I said before, chronic kidney disease stage 3A1. Paragraph. We spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the which include hospitalizations, cardiac catheterizations, and laboratory workup. In the face-to-face 30 minutes and the documentation 10 minutes.